All right, it is Tuesday. Still some snow lingering out there. We'll detail the weather forecast in just a few minutes. It was announced a week ago by Port Huron Schools that school resource officers would be located in the two high schools in Port Huron. The City Council last night approved the funding for that. The mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep, is on the line with us right now. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, years ago, if we had talked about having armed police officers in the high schools, we would have said, what in the world is this world coming to? But it really does seem like a good idea now, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it's not just to be there, certainly, for an armed guard. That sounds very...
sounds ominous, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, it's there for a lot of reasons. And I think just their presence is good. They are a good mentor for the students. And, you know, it deters anything that could possibly happen. At least we hope that's the case. I think they're great role models. And... I think it's just trying to keep our students and our the faculty there and actually is safe. You know, and there's nothing more important than that.
And I mean, financially, there's a commitment from the city to do this, right?
There is. I mean, it's a shared agreement with the school district, but there is a cost, obviously. And it's close to around $100,000. This year, the school district is paying for the balance of this year, and then we'll be in a shared arrangement. But it does give us a little benefit, too, in the fact that we will have two more officers. And during the times, like during the summer when school's not in and during the winter break when they're off for 2 weeks, those officers will be able to work for the city. You know, and that way it will relieve us of some overtime costs in the summertime, especially when we're busier with different activities and that type of thing. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
The city is getting into the real estate business somewhat, right? You've got some property that's for sale.
Meaning?
Well, just some property, I think, that the city is looking at rehabbing and selling. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, we've always had some excess properties that have been through different reasons that we've gotten. And like last night, we sold a lot that was not buildable.
Right.
But it was next to a residence, and we sold it for $500. Mm-hmm. That lot is not, you know, no one else other than the person that lives next door would really have any use for it because they can't build anything on it. And right now, we're maintaining it. It costs us, you know, all these lots that we have acquired over the years, and that usually it's because of demolitions, that type of thing, we end up maintaining it. So it costs us the whole summer of hiring, you know, lawn cutting, that type of thing. So, you know, it's really a bonus for us when we get rid of those pieces of property. So, you know, it's been something that's been going on for quite a few years with the city is that if it's excess property and we don't have a need for it, why not put it back on the tax rolls?
Yep. The and City Council, I think, recently had a goal-setting session. You looked at some of the things that you want to get done in the coming year. What are some of your goals for the year ahead?
Well, certainly we want to continue to look at ways to address the unfunded liabilities and certainly maintain a balanced budget, and that's certainly up there. Development of neighborhoods, continuing to do that. We talked about having a better communication with our residents and talked about perhaps in the fall having some kind of and we send out a newsletter type thing anyways to let people know about the leaf pickup and that and include kind of a report card to show the residents of where we've spent the additional funding that we have received through their the vote that was last August. So we'd like to know, let them know exactly what we've spent some of those extra fundings on. You know, continue to work with developers in our downtown, address the parking, better signage and look at long-term what the parking is. Certainly deal with, in total, because it's not just up to us. So in fact, one of the agreements we approved last night was with community services agencies to address the opioid problem in Port Huron. So that's certainly what up there as being a a goal that we would like to do is to work collaboratively with the different agencies, community mental health, the health department, and that to see what we can do to address that issue. And aging infrastructure is certainly a problem too. I mean, we've done a lot with our sewer separation over the last 25 years, but we still have a lot of roads that weren't part of that that need to be fixed, and old sewer lines and that type of thing, and we need to have certainly a plan for that. So, you know, those are some of the things, and I guess I'm thinking about some of the other things, I guess, with, continue to work on enhancing McMorrin. And one of the other things discussed was when you talked before about the real estate was certainly we have kind of, on our city building itself, we have, over 100 employees less than we had at the time the city building was built, and we could actually get into a smaller space. So if there was ever a need with a developer to buy our city building and we got the right price for it and we could move someplace else and at no extra cost, that's one of the things we thought we might look at too.
Oh, that's that would be huge, but it would certainly be a cost savings for the city, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. It's an older building. It was built in the 70s, and it's starting to, show its age, and we've had to put some, obviously things in it. You can't let a building go, so I mean, we had to put a new elevator system in and replace some carpetings and air conditioning things and things like that. And the utilities alone, it's, six floors. We do rent out some of the space, but we don't need that large of a building to accommodate the employees that we have now, and certainly we could get into a smaller footprint, and with the development of the new condos that are going in on the riverfront, certainly would be nice if that momentum continued and someone was interested in purchasing the property and making it tax base.
How high on the priority list would you place something like that?
I think it's one of those things that it's just in the background. I'm saying that somebody the right offer would have to come along. I mean, we're not going to spend dollars to go out studying it or looking for that type of thing, but if the right offer came along, then we
you
would
never
jump
know.
On it.
You never know.
And you never know.
Keep your eyes open, indeed.
Well, you always have to keep your eyes open.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, as always. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.